Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Gardens surprise and enchant us. Their fragrant smells can arise in one place from sweet violets and in another from perfectly trimmed hedges. This hour, we'll take a stroll along the Grand Canal of the gardens at Versailles. These enormous royal gardens were built in the mid-16th century, and having survived a few bumps along the way, are still breathtaking. Then, music from the late 15th century, from a manuscript shaped like a heart, from our featured release, Straight from the Heart, the Chansonnier Cordiforme, by Ensemble Leones. Stay with us.
Grâce de ma chère maîtresse.
Adieu vous, I bid you farewell, the hope of my youth. Music from the late 15th century chansonnier coriforme. Ensemble Leones performed on the Naxos 2016 release, Straight from the Heart, the chansonnier coriforme. The gardens at Versailles are so extensive that you can walk for over an hour and have your only company be perfectly trimmed hedges, marble statues, and magnificent fountains. If you take a rowboat to the far end of the Grand Canal, you can hardly see the chateau in the distance. Today, the gardens include 200,000 trees and more than that many flowers planted every year. Initially constructed in the 1630s, the extensive gardens that create the massive backyard of the palace at Versailles reflect both the original monarch's absolute control and also their desire for a place to escape from palace responsibilities. Imagine if you could step into this wonderland and hear some of the music that may have wafted through the air during the beginning of its long history. Here's a sampling of music by Versailles court composers Marin Marais, Michel Lafilard, and Michel Richard de Lalanne.
Thank you.
The Chaconne from Le Fontaine de Versailles by Michel Richard de Lalanne. Before that, we heard Le Moulinet from Marin Marais' third book of viol music and a song by Michel Lafilard, Viens avec moi, performed by Les Escapades from their 2011 release Les Escapades du Roi. While working at the court of Louis XIV, lutenist Robert de Vizet was known to play plucked string instruments at the bedside of the Dauphin, later Louis XV. Rather than popping in earbuds and listening to the latest tracks on the internet, we can imagine Louis XV strolling along the Grand Canal at Versailles, followed by Robert de Vizet playing his lute and singing a newly composed song for the Dauphin. Here's a prelude by de Vizet, followed by his version of Lully's overture La Grotte de Versailles. Thank you. Prelude, Overture de la Grotte de Versailles, Air du Grand Ballet du Roi, Air and Dieu d'Amour, performed by Simone Linné on Theorbo. That was from Brilliant Classics 2017 release L'Art du Theorbiste, Music for Theorbo. Not all gardens have flowers. Johann Friedrich Meister's Il Giardino del Piacere, The Garden of Pleasure, is comprised of 12 suites forming a perfect bouquet of music for strings and harpsichord. We'll hear Ensemble Diderot perform four movements from suite number 8 in B flat major from Il Giardino del Piacere.
Thank you.
Johann Friedrich Meister, Sonata No. 8 in B-flat. Ensemble Diderot performed on the 2016 Audax release Meister, Il Giardino del Piacere. Our playlist, podcast, and archived episodes are online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow our Facebook page and our updates on Twitter by searching for Harmonia Early Music. Harmonia is a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. This hour, we've been listening to music about gardens, and in particular, the gardens at Versailles in France, built originally in the mid-17th century. Here's music from the same era by Marin Marais, Musette, from the suite in G major from Book 4 of his Pieces for Viol. Thank you. Musette by Marin Marais from the Suite in G Major, Book 4 of Marais' Pieces for Viol. Before we leave the gardens to explore the 15th century songbook Chansonnier Cordiforme, we'll pause to enjoy one last secret corner. Here's the Sinfonia from Domenico Scarlatti's Il Giardino di Rose, The Rose Garden.
Thank you.
the Sinfonia to Il Giardino di Rose by Domenica Scarlatti. Ottavio Dantone led the Accademia Bizantina. Our featured release, Straight from the Heart, the Chansonnier Codiforme, takes as its subject a famous heart-shaped Renaissance music book. Compiled around 1475, the Chansonnier Codiforme was written for Genevan priest Jean de Montchenu. The beauty of the book, its illustrations, popular songs, and expensive paper, contrast in a big way with its dedicatee. In the CD's liner notes, David Fallows tells us that Montchenu, who was eventually excommunicated, was described by a contemporary as, quote, an especially treacherous individual, shameful of conduct, unchaste, detestable, dissolute, and full of all the vices, end quote. We'll hear a song by an unknown composer from the heart of the heart-shaped manuscript, My Dear Pearl, O Sweet Love. the 15th century song My Dear Pearl, O Sweet Love, from the Chansonnier Cordiforme. Singer Els Janssens van Munster performed with Baptiste Romain on lira de braccio and director Marc Levon on lute. Another song from this chansonnier is Ben los adios e sum virgine e pura. Ensemble Leones director Marc Levon explains that the ensemble chose to strip the piece down to its bare melody and then construct their own accompaniment on lira di braccio in the tradition of 15th century Italian monody, or single-line song. In the version we're about to hear, the piece alternates between group and individual parts. In the chorus, three singers are accompanied by lira di braccio, whereas only one voice sings during the verses. We could also imagine a singer accompanying him or herself on lira di braccio, who would then be joined by a small group of singers, making this performance both gently intimate and warmly communal. Here's Ben los adios e sum virgine e pura, performed by Ensemble Leones.
Yes.
Ensemble Leones performed the late 15th century work Ben los a Dios es un Virgine e Pura from the heart-shaped manuscript known as the Chansonnier Cordiforme. Many of the composers of the songs in Chansonnier Cordiforme are identified, which is not always the case in these early manuscripts. This one is by Johannes Tinctoris, entitled Le Souvenir. Le Souvenir, The Memory, by Johannes Tinctoris, from the 2016 album Straight from the Heart, The Chansonnier Cordiforme, by Ensemble Leones. More music, stories, history, recordings, and other information about the world of early music can be found on our Harmonia Early Music podcasts, online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Schilling. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our staff, Wendy Gillespie and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark, our executive producer is John Bailey, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.